Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm a holistic therapist and a habit change coach, and your habit change agent. We are all about habit change from the inside out. So if you're feeling stuck about a habit that isn't serving you, that's getting in your way, or maybe you're stuck because you care about somebody else who's in that situation, then we are here to help you in some new ways. There's a lot of things that have been discovered about habits in the last few years, particularly the fact that motivation is not actually a key to habit change. There's a lot of false information out there. Maybe it worked in the past, but it just doesn't fit for most of us today. What's really being discovered is that habits have hidden layers, and that if you try to focus on the habit that you think you have, you may be ignoring the underlying habits that are helping to keep it in place. And so what we do in this program is discuss these different aspects, and we have a practice that we do to help you make some very big changes in your whole way of approaching your habits and your life. And we also focus on kindness, because if you're like most people, you don't feel very kind to yourself around this habit. And yet that's an important part of the healing process. Lately, we've been following our noses about different aspects of the change process. Last time, I discussed finding balance between one end of the continuum, not taking any action on your own behalf at all, and the other side of forcing yourself beyond what you're really ready for. A lot of us get stuck in the swing between these two extremes. And so if you're like many people, you are moving between one or the other, and it doesn't really help you move forward. We'll talk about that today and a small step that you can take to shift your energy. How about that? But let's start with our Habits into Health practice. This is something that we do each week. It's a key part of the Habits into Health program, and it involves shifting your approach from getting to a goal to how you engage with yourself in the process. We are not trying to fix anything here. In fact, our approach is that your habit serves a function, whether it's a function that you like or don't like. And I'm presuming that you're here because your habit is serving a function that you don't like. And yet, there is a reason for it being there. So beginning to work with how you engage with yourself is a really important part. So let's take a few minutes for a little bit of practice. Now, I can't tell whether you're standing or sitting or driving or working at your desk, puttering around the kitchen, taking care of your kids, whatever it is you're doing. But I will invite you in this moment, in whatever way that's safe, to focus your attention on one of your hands. And if you would, just gather your hand together so that your fingers are touching the palm. If you've been here before, you'll recognize that this is an exercise that we will do here from time to time. Feel that interior space that you've created as you've gathered your hand together. Feel your fingers touching the palm. And then compress your fingers a little bit and notice what happens with your fingers. Notice what happens on the outside of your hand. You feel a stiffening there. What also happens with that interior space that you created? The inside. Now, soften the pressure on the palm of your hand. What happens here? Does something change up your wrist, your arm, even into your face? If this is the first time you've done this, you may not notice. But over time, and this is one reason why we repeat these exercises, is that the more you do it, the more you begin to notice other aspects that you hadn't realized before. So press your fingers into the palm of your hand and notice what happens. There's actually a lot of activity going on, even though you're not burning very many calories. There's heat that's being generated. Can you feel that? There's pressure, of course. Can you feel that? Where do you feel the pressure? What happens in your wrist? What happens into the arm? Does anything stretch all the way up into your jaw? into your face. Now soften pressure of your fingertips and just notice what reorganizes, what changes, not just in a mechanical act, but in your relationship to yourself. Does something shift in your belly or even down into your legs or your feet? Does something happen in your back as you soften? Do a little bit of compression again. Notice, and then uncompress and notice that. These are small actions that have big effects. And in our everyday life, we tend not to pay attention to them. We just go about our day. But it can be very, very helpful to give yourself a few moments every day just to do a small exercise like this, to connect with something that's slower and deeper in yourself. Let's make a shift. First, I like to do a little reminder of where we are. You are listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley, and I am the host of this podcast show and all of the Habits into Health programs. By the way, it would be really great to hear from you about what works for you and what I can improve. So I have a survey that I created on my website, habitsintohealth.com. Just go to the website and you'll just find it there. You click on the link and let me know what's happening for you. And then I can modify these programs to meet your needs. How about that? And if you haven't already checked out my ebook, you can look over at the sidebar to the right and give me your name and email address and I'll send you my ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes as well. Just search for Habits into Health and you can click the link to subscribe. Let's talk about our topic today. Last time I discussed the importance of finding balance between not taking any action on your own behalf at all and the other side of forcing yourself beyond what you're really ready for. And most of us do this. It is an experiment in a way, but the problem is that if you force yourself beyond what you're really ready for, which is often the first thing people do, you wear yourself out and then you end up taking a rest and not doing anything on your own behalf. Then you start to feel guilty about that or bored about that or knowing you're not getting anywhere. And so then you swing to the other side. Not so useful. And it actually blocks change. With habits, there's more going on than meets the eye. And your best route to change is not with these extremes on either end, but with small actions. And that happens in between the no action on the one end and grand attempts on the other. So I've been thinking about someone who came into my office a while ago, puzzled about why she'd started smoking again. First off, she expected that talking about why this was happening and telling me her history about smoking was going to help her get past it. She thought there must be something that she'd missed, something she didn't fully complete the first time, that she needed to figure out, otherwise she wouldn't be smoking again. Even though she also knew how addicting nicotine can be, there's a whole lot happening that isn't about mental determination or understanding. So I knew we weren't going to get anywhere just by talking about it. And you might think that we'd start with her chewing a stop smoking gum. And although we discussed it, this isn't where I had her start. Because she didn't just want to retire from smoking. She really did want to understand what the attraction was all about, what had pulled her back in to this habit. And what I know is that true understanding comes from experience, not from figuring it out in your mind. And if you try to stop your habit without really being with yourself when you're in it, you're going to miss some important information. So the first step is research in a different way. What I talked with her about was starting with a small step. You know, that was something that's like, oh, but I really want to stop. But the thing is, trying to stop too soon will block you from stopping at all. So she did agree to start with one very small step, simply tracking her smoking habit with an index card that I gave her. I keep them in my office, and a pen. She happened to have that on her own. When she was smoking, she would write down the day, the date, the time of day, where she was at the time, you know, what location she was in, and her emotional state. A great deal of information came from this research, and that led in other small steps over a relatively brief amount of time, which was surprising to her, to a successful habit of non-smoking. Now, of course, during that process, she was talking about her history and those kinds of things, but we didn't start there, because just starting there doesn't get you anywhere in the direction of where you want to go. So what I really encourage you to do, as much as you want to tackle the whole issue that you're dealing with, recognize that it can actually help you move faster to go slower. It'll help you more to bring your attention and energy to smaller steps. So this week, here's what I'm going to encourage you to do, is take one small step. And maybe you could just start today. Just set up your research system. It could be pen and paper. Get some index cards or post-it notes and some pens and put them in places where you can easily get to them. Your desk, the kitchen counter, your briefcase, your purse, your wallet, or set up a draft email that you can add to when you want, or a note on your smartphone, whatever works for you. Then take a week or even 2 or 3 weeks to just track your habit. Last time, I recommended that you acknowledge where on the continuum between the extremes of not doing anything and trying to do everything. This time, I suggest that you gather your tools for daily research. Celebrate doing just that. Once you've done that, you're going to find that beginning to write down what's happening, what's your feeling state, what day is it, what date is it, what time is it, where are you? And then celebrate just writing that down too. Start taking some small steps. It'll transform your life. I know that these small actions taken today can lead to a whole different life going forward for you. We're going to take a break until next episode. It's time to sign off for now. If you have a habit that is problematic for you, or if someone you know has a habit that is causing a lot of distress for you and for them, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com. Request my free ebook. It'll help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. You can find other podcasts, articles, and resources on the website as well. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small. That's been very specific today. And be kind to yourself along the way. Celebrate your small successes. You have been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over your unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to support you in creating a life where you are in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.